untenable. Looking down from my second-story porch, I see the flowering quince they say will thrive in almost any soil. This one is no doubt dead, though its faithful branches reach up and outward, insulting the brittle dry sticks that pin the massive bush to fertile ground. Watery red flowers, the color of diluted blood, once bloomed in winter on its bare and twisted branches. And in springtime, the dark leaves bore small sharp teeth so that I thought nothing in the natural world could kill it. But who am I to make such bold assumptions? Who knows for certain which ones need to be nurtured? How fragile love.